From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Russia starts military operations in Syria. Russia launched its first airstrikes on Islamic State positions in Syria Wednesday. The move comes after Russian lawmakers approved a request by the Kremlin. Charles Maines reports.
Russia's upper house of parliament unanimously authorized a measure to allow troops to be sent to Syria after receiving a formal request from President Vladimir Putin. Within hours, Russian Defense Ministry officials announced the first airstrikes, saying Russian jets had targeted weapons storehouses and vehicles believed to belong to Islamic State fighters. Speaking at the Kremlin, President Putin said the Russian military maneuvers were fully in line with international law. It came at the formal request of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad. He noted Russia would limit itself to an air campaign rather than putting troops on the ground. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter says the Russian airstrikes hit areas that probably did not contain Islamic State fighters. Pentagon officials say Moscow's begun bombing near the western city of Homs. Secretary of State John Kerry says that the U.S. and Russian militaries will hold talks as soon as possible to avoid encountering each other in Syria. The U.S. military says coalition forces in Afghanistan have engaged Taliban fighters in a battle to recapture the key northern city of Kunduz, which the militant group seized Monday. A U.S. Army spokesman told VOA the battle occurred Wednesday near Kunduz City Airport, as U.S. service members are helping Afghan security forces to fight the Taliban. Burkina Faso's government says it's trying to convince the general behind a recent short-lived coup to surrender a day after he sought refuge in an embassy in the capital. The government said negotiations are underway for the surrender of General Gilbert Diendéré to transitional authorities. This is VOA News.